From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather together today with another study from the Word of God on the Living Truth program. And our theme this week has been, Do Not Forsake the Church. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 has been our passage of Scripture, and I trust that you've been by the radio there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If not, I would encourage you to order this particular series of messages because we are living in a day and age when many Christians are forsaking the church. Now, it could very well be that you belong to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, and that you are supporting that church, you are praying for that church, you are attending that church regularly. Praise the Lord. Well, I trust that this series of messages this week has been and is going to be an encouragement to you. You might want to order the study as well. But we are living in a day and age where I believe people are forsaking the church in their attendance more than ever before. And yet we are commanded to go to church. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, in a context that reminds us of the great work of the Lord Jesus Christ for us on the cross, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Now, so far in our study, we have noted that church attendance is a component, a very significant component in the Christian life. We studied that church attendance is a command because it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Church attendance is a concern because it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And then yesterday, we noted that church attendance is a cause, when it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Today, we conclude our study by noting that church attendance is a continuance. For it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and here it is, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So much the more as ye see the day approaching. Now, there always has been a question on what day is the Word of God speaking of here? What is the day that's approaching? Well, I firmly believe it's talking about the rapture. It's talking about when we see the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's the point. The closer we get to the return of Christ, the more we should be involved in the local church. Wow. Do we see that as a trend today? You take a look at the average Bible-believing fundamental local church today, and you will see that by and large, and I'm talking about the average, there are a lot of exceptions to this, but I'm talking about the average Bible-believing local church today has an attendance that's less than what it was 25 or 30 years ago. Why is that the case? Well, number one, because people are not obeying the Word of God. But secondly, simply because of the fact, and I believe this 100%, people do not appreciate what Jesus Christ did for them on the cross. As we've been emphasizing this week, since the church is the body of Christ, since Jesus Christ died for his church, and since Jesus Christ is building his church, we should be involved with the local church just to say to the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, for what you have done for me on the cross and what you are doing for me day by day. But as we get closer to the return of Christ, we should be involved in church more. You see, we need to encourage one another. We are living in a day and age when the times around us are very perilous. Sin is growing at a rampancy. Even here in the United States of America, a nation that once we had the freedom to preach the Word of God without any kind of resistance, today we see that there is resistance coming from this corner and that corner from time to time. We need to encourage each other. We need to edify each other in the faith. We are living in perilous times. We are living in times of trouble, times of sinfulness, times of fearfulness, times of uncertainty, and we need to get together to build each other up in the things of the Lord. And as we read the Bible, we find that the closer we get to the return of Christ, the more troublesome, sinful, uncertain times will become. And so we need to be together to strengthen each other in the Lord. What about you? Are you involved in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church? I trust that this series this week has been an encouragement to those of you who are regularly involved in the local church. But I also trust, and it's my prayer to a greater degree, that those of you who have not been in a church for a long time will stop to think about this matter for a moment. You haven't been in a church, maybe because of the fact that 25 years ago you were hurt in that church. Or maybe you just got too involved with other things that have taken you away from church. 2 days from now is Sunday. Before God, would you make a promise today as a Christian that on Sunday you'll be in a good, solid, Bible-believing church? Let me try to wrap up with you right now what I've been teaching this entire week. And then I want to talk about what a good, solid, Bible-believing local church is. I want to give you three statements to consider as we wrap up this entire series. Number one, true believers in Christ who appreciate the work of Christ on the cross will have the matter of church attendance as a high priority in their lives. As Jesus Christ has gone to the cross for you and for me, we should be willing to go to church for Him. The second statement I give you is this. Though being involved in the church will not make anyone a Christian, good Christians will be involved in the local church. Did you hear that? I've emphasized it several times throughout the course of this week, but I leave it with you again today. That though being involved in the church will not make anyone a Christian, good Christians will be involved in the church. And then the third statement I leave with you today is this. And again, I've been emphasizing this throughout the entire week, but I'm trying to bring it all together for you. And that is that the church is the body of Christ, and the local church is the manifestation of the body of Christ. And thus, the local church should be respected even as Christ respects it. You say to me, Pastor Gary, does Jesus Christ respect the local church? Yes, He does. Because the local church is the local manifestation of that body for which He has died. Jesus is the head of the church. Jesus is the founder of the church. Jesus is the sustainer of the church. And because of the fact that Jesus is all of that, and much more, I might say, but because of the fact that He is all of that in reference to the church, you and I who know the Lord should be involved in the local church. We should be a member of a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, and then we should pray for it, we should give to it, we should do everything that we can from the biblical perspective to make the church that we are involved in more biblically based. Do you do that? Now, I trust that you do. But let me just take a few moments here at the end of the program to remind you what a good, solid, Bible-believing church is, because we've been talking this entire week about going to church, and yet it could very well be that some of you don't know what a good church is. And I will tell you this, that there are some buildings that have the name church in front of them and even have a steeple on their roof, but they're not really a church. They're just a humanistic organization. It's unfortunate that I have to say that, but nevertheless, that's the truth. Churches have gotten away from biblical truth down through the years. A good, solid, Bible-believing church preaches the whole counsel of God from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. A good, solid, Bible-believing local church will practice biblical truth in all that it does, in all of its activities, in all of its endeavors. Number three, a good, solid, Bible-believing church will promote evangelism, soul-winning, on a regular basis. Number four, a good, solid, Bible-believing church will proclaim missions. In other words, will be involved in the missions endeavor worldwide. That's the kind of a church that you want to attend. Don't attend a church that's gotten away from biblical truth. Don't attend a church that is not involved with evangelism. Don't attend a church where the concept of the separated Christian life is not emphasized. Look for a good, solid, biblically based local church. Become a member of that church, and then do everything that you can to support that church, starting with your regular attendance. Now, I trust that this little series this week has been advantageous to you. And if you are involved with a local church that's true to the Word of God, praise the Lord. But if you're not involved, get involved starting this coming Sunday morning. Well, I want to thank you so very much for being there by the radio. And go to church on Sunday. And until Monday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.